Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through the book of 1 Corinthians as we continue through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Whatever sold in the shambles, the meat market, that eat it. And then he makes this phrase, which just, it seems strange to the obvious. He makes this phrase, eat it, asking no questions for conscience sake. In other words, don't ask any questions. Don't that seem strange? I had to chew on that a while. Here are our spiritual people, and you go in there and asking, well, eat it, and don't ask them, where did it come from? That's what he's saying. For conscience sake. Let me tell you what I wrote. This has to do, a believer can buy meat at the market and he ought to be able to enjoy it. Just don't ask any questions. And I put this in quotes, and I hope you understand what I'm saying here. I believe it's what Paul's saying. What you don't know won't hurt you. I think that applies here. Have you heard that? What you don't know hurts. That's why he said, just don't ask any questions. Isn't that an amazing thought? One of these things, boom, I've read it and it just, wow. Think about that a minute. You're in the marketplace and you know that's what's out there because we know most all the meat's been offered to idols because the market, you know, we learned all that. Buy it, enjoy it, cook it medium rare, let the blood run. Don't ask any questions. Why? Why should you not? That's a good question. Why not? Why not? Okay. Here's what I wrote. Get the picture. You're in the meat market. And there's the guy. You're buying some meat. Well, let me ask you, before I buy it, was it offered there to that god Zeus or whatever their god? Did you offer that? Was that offered? Well, yeah, it was offered. Well, I ain't buying it. What do you think that would do to, how would that affect that unbeliever that's selling that meat? I actually thought of a scenario, and this is what I put. Such questions would seem hostile and alienate the unbeliever, the Greeks at Corinth, thus hindering that gospel advance. Don't create problems when it's not necessary. Again, he's not compromising. He's just looking at the situation. Don't cause any problems. If you're there in the marketplace, and please don't run with this and say, well, the preacher's giving people a license to sin. This is going out on the radio. This is going on out on the internet. I understand that. And I'm probably going to get all kinds of comments about this. I'm not giving anybody a license to sin. I'm telling you what Paul the apostle was saying. When you go there and you buy that meat, don't ask any questions. It's exactly what he said. What you don't know won't hurt you. It would apply here. Because let's read verse number, let's go on. Verse number 26. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That's a direct quote from Psalm 24:1. Isn't it amazing after he says that? Eat it. Don't ask any questions. It all belongs to the Lord anyway. Remember at the beginning of this discourse, he said, don't we know that the meat is nothing? It's just a piece of red meat. Because we know the idols are nothing. It's just stone, wood. They ain't nothing. They're not real. So don't let that affect you. So what he's saying, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And by the way, I learned something when I was researching this again, that this verse is used as a Jewish blessing most of the time at meal times. In other words, when the Jewish people would ask the blessings on food, many of them would quote that verse. It's pretty neat. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That's part of their blessing. Where we would say, God is great, God is good, let us take him for our food, that kind of thing. They would say, of course, I'm joking, but they would say, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That's part of their blessing over the food. But anyway, the thought is this. The Lord created the earth, and it belongs to him. He's the owner. Satan was the one who corrupted it. But it does not change the fact that God owns it all. It belongs to him. And one day, he's going to reclaim it back for himself. And I was going to read Revelation chapter number 5, the first few verses. Revelation chapter number 5, the beginning of the tribulation period, where he opens, remember the seals that he opens, that seven-scrolled seal. Literally what that is, that's the title deed to the universe. As he begins to open those seals, one after another, after another. Remember Revelation chapter 5. Who is worthy to open that seal? No man is worthy but the Lamb. You remember that great thing. And he begins to retake, he reclaims the earth back. Because I use that word for for Satan. He's a squatter. Satan is nothing but a squatter. Remember when we bought these apartments years ago and we had squatters there? It did not belong to them. They just stayed there. They didn't pay rent. They didn't do nothing. And they just, nothing belonged to them. They just squatted. Satan is a squatter. It don't belong to him. And one day, Jesus is going to get it back. And that's what he's talking about. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Now, verse number 27, he addresses this. Still, if any of them that believe not, now this is unbeliever, bid you to a feast, and if you be disposed to go, I love that word disposed. In other words, if you have an open schedule and you want to go, you're able to go. Whatsoever is set before you, eat it, asking no questions for conscience sake. There it is again, two times. He said, don't ask any questions. Don't ask any questions. For conscience sake. For whose conscience sake? That's a good question. Who's he talking about? Thank you for everybody involved. For your own and for the unbeliever. In other words, don't ask him questions for conscience sake. Hey, Joe, thanks for inviting me over, but where'd you get this meat? That's a thought. Don't ask him questions for conscience sake for you and for Joe. Just enjoy the company, because you get into discussion, debate, you lose sight of why you're really there. Why are you really there? We'll share the gospel with him. Joe, thanks for inviting. Man, ain't this good food? Ain't God good? Provide these things, right? And you can share the gospel with him. That's the thought. Remember the last verse. Again, do y'all think I'm crazy? Yeah, I know you do. In verse number 33, he says, I do this that all people, that some people may be saved. So he goes to this unbeliever's house, eats the food that's been offered without asking any questions. Give it with thanks. Thank you, Lord, for this food that Joe's provided. Hey, Joe, let me tell you about Jesus, that they might be saved. Are you following? That's the whole principle that he said. Refrain from eating the meat. Now, I jumped ahead too soon. Look in verse number 28. Ooh, I told you, Dale, I'm going to finish this. But, if any man saying to you, this is offered in sacrifice unto idols, eat not for his sake that showed it. Remember, it's not really bother you, because you know it's nothing. He's already cemented that fact in chapter number 8 and 9. That meat is nothing. Eat it, enjoy it. But if it's good, if he says, hey, by the way, you need to know that this meat's been offered to idols, don't eat it. That's what Paul said. Eat not for his sake that showed it, and for conscience sake. And then he says, for the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. So there he says again. Now let's get over. Okay. Refrain from eating the meat if the person knew that it was related to idolatrous activities. After being informed of the origin of the meat, if the believer ate the meat in the eyes of the, where it says any man, in verse number 28, quote, unquote, any man, he's talking about unbelievers. Any man, he's really talking about these unbelievers. The unbeliever, the believer would be condoning idolatry and having fellowship with the God, with those gods that he offered it to. Remember, he talked about that in that last chapter, about being careful, be careful, be careful, because it would seem like you're enjoying that. Remember he compared having the Lord's Supper, fellowship with the Lord, and having eating with the idols. Don't do that. How can you fellowship with the idols and have fellowship with God? He brings that again to this, the idea. If the unbeliever says, listen, this meat was offered to idols, don't eat it. Okay? Because then it seems like you're condoning what he's doing here. All right, let's see. Let's go a little bit farther.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. is our prayer.